Dinner parties must have, the first dinner party must have happened in the winter. Because I think what happens is women get tired of looking at the man in their house. And they say, let's get some other bastards round. Not in those words, but that's what they mean. Let's get some other bastards round or go to some other bastard's house and eat with them. Because I don't fucking want to look at you anymore. It's depressing. So it's a kind of an adult woman's idea of a good time. It's not a good time. It's fine if you're 20 or 25, you go out with your friends, you're eating and drinking and having a good time talking. That's the main event. You know, you're talking about love and life and death and work and sex and family and everything and anything that matters. You don't care about the quality of the food. You only know there's food there because one of the drinks is chewy. And, you know, you go and you have a good time talking, and then you arrive back at your house or somebody else's house, you think, hooray, the teleporter worked again, and you don't think any more about it. You get older, and it becomes socially competitive, because you get to somebody's house, and they start talking bollocks immediately. They open the front door to you, and they say, hi, can we give you the tour? No. I am only here. I only came out in the cold and dark because this woman that I love is sick of looking at me, okay? I understood this was a food gig. Where's the food? I have got a house full of shit myself at home. I don't want to see yours. And people sit you down and they talk about house prices and schools. This seems to be the modern British person's dream, to get their house into the school so they can watch as their own children get selected for NASA. He sits you beside somebody whose laugh sounds like bagpipes mating with other bagpipes. Somebody on the other side who's always more interesting than you, doesn't matter what you do, you might be the captain of a submarine. They will be a jazz clarinetist, architect, neurosurgeon person. People do this in their own homes. This is how competitive it is. People have watched cookery programs, so they bring out starters. The first time that happened to me, I had a panic attack. I went, what the fuck is this? I thought we were gonna eat. This is a prawn pole dancing on a breadstick. Where's the food? You cannot expect to be with people and have them relaxed if you're gonna treat them like this. You're gonna give people decent, simple fare. You know, here is an Irish classic recipe, okay? It's very simple. You don't freak people out, you feed them and you talk. This is from my granny. She was a beautiful, spiritual person. What you do is, she always used to say, it doesn't matter how big the fucker is, they all have a neck. And you know, another thing she used to say was, never get involved with more than 11 people sexually at one time. You cannot keep everybody happy. Work on the farm deteriorates almost immediately. Don't do that. And so what you do is you get a chicken, okay? Get one. Use your contacts. Don't get starters. Just cover the outside of the chicken with little things people like. You know, a Twix, an orange, a bag of chips, whatever it is. Cover the and cocktail sticks, you see? And then you put a chocolate cake inside the chicken. So people work from the outside in. And then when they think it's time to go, you go, no, ha ha, surprise. And they love you. They will love you for that. All men like to think they're cool. Oh, what's that? Is that the cake? It's a cake, it's a cake. It's a good cake. The only disadvantage, the only drawback to this, and it is nitpicking to mention this, is that this stuff is great when you're a kid. You know, you just, it's very good. Instantly, you eat this as a child, and you just convert it into extra miles to run. When you've been around a while, you eat this, and you instantly convert it into extra pallbearers. Very good cake. Uh-huh. Thank you very much. Whoever is responsible. Thank you. Good call. What were we talking about? I know. Oh, yeah. Stuff. That was it. And then... So, you know, I like to think I'm cool. All men do. All men tell themselves they're cool. You have to tell yourself this bullshit just to keep going, you know? I essentially think I'm what James Dean would have become if he'd survived and discovered carbohydrates and orthopedic shoes. That's what I tell myself. I suppose that's why I was watching those films, you know? And the thing is, I worked out why I got addicted to them. Because when the bloke is running around and everyone's trying to kill him and he doesn't know what's going on, it's a perfect metaphor for middle age. That's exactly how it feels when you're walking around your own kitchen clutching a bunch of keys that you're looking for. Your whole family hates you, they're shouting at you, "What the fuck are you doing now? Shut up, I've nearly cracked the code, wait a minute." You forget things. Names, your address, all that stuff. The compensation is you remember things. They come out of the blue because you have a past. I remember things. Some of them are not so useful. I remember avocado stones with three matchsticks in the sides. It's in a shot glass by the kitchen sink. That's the thing you would do. You would get a stone of an avocado and prop it up on these sticks and put it in a shot glass, because then after you leave it there and after a couple of days, you have nothing. It's an avocado stone in a glass. You think, what the fuck is wrong with me? I should get on with my life. And you throw it out and, you know, do something useful. But you see, you know, that's... I remember other things. I remember conversations. I remember people used to have them. Sentences, people would talk in them. People would say things like, "Oh, I was very worried about seeing him, but when I got there, he was quick to reassure me, and we actually had a lovely evening." That's 10 years ago, roughly, not 100. Now people just go, "I was like, ugh," and he was like, "duh." That's it. That's there's no time for anything else. Eventually, people won't use words at all. They'll just stick out their tongues and there'll be little icons like you have on the phone. Smiley face, go, ooh. What does anybody think or believe anymore? And belief itself is treated with disgust. Belief is now regarded as a kind of fat marbling the brain. Who here believes in organized religion? Who doesn't? You see, people in the West don't believe in anything, and we're proud of it. What do you believe in? Nothing! Nothing! What did you have for lunch? I don't fucking believe you. We don't believe in anything. We treat religion with contempt. Faith, all that rubbish. What are you, a child? Believing in this, you do good and then, you know, you die and you get a biscuit? What are you, a fucking idiot? What's wrong with you? We don't believe in anything because we know about science. Believe in science. That's the only thing we know about. The atoms and quarks and things. We don't understand it. Any of it. But that's the case. So that's totally different to having a faith. Isn't it? You know, they've mapped out 5% of the universe. 5%. I mean, in any other job description, that would be pretty poor, wouldn't it? Have you built that wall in my garden? Well, I've done 5%. You can fuck off. I don't believe in God. Of course I don't. Or religion. I go along with science like everybody else. But I don't understand any of it. So I have to rely on television programs to explain it to me. You know, things like Brian Cox, Dr. Goodlooking. A lot of women became very interested in the universe recently, I noticed. People would be talking to them, go, "Shut up, the universe is on. Shut the fuck up, it's the universe. Very important, you need to know this stuff." Because he would come on and go, "Hello, he's from one of those places. Look at the nebula. Look, isn't it beautiful? It's made up of millions and millions of years of things you don't understand. The white light comes out of the dark matter and goes into the green lounge area.
It's beautiful.
And all the women are watching this going, it is, yeah, it's lovely. Walk around some more, pretty boy. Go on. Go back up the mountain. I like that bit. Why can't you be backless like him? And he talks in metaphors, which is no use to you if you don't understand the thing in the first place.
Imagine your head is frozen sodium for bipa base and your feet are planets. When you sit down, you're going to see a lot of moons in your armpits.
What the fuck are you talking about now? Anybody who has totally given up on the idea of God and the devil has never been properly kissed or flown on Ryanair with a hangover. You can have God, but you've got to leave the devil to explain a few things.